We Were Never Here by Andrea Bartz is engrossing, twisty and creepy. This was to some degree slow to build and develop but truly took off in the last 100 pages. The mental wellness subjects and portrayals of gaslighting were right on the spot, and it truly made me question what was going on. I simply wish it wasn't wrapped up so rapidly, and the last page kept me pondering a few things. However, generally this was surprisingly pretty good and a mild thrill ride. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but the question is what to do with your enemies? Kristin and Emily have been companions since college. As they approach their 20s, they started traveling together, especially since Kristin moved to Australia and left Emily behind in Milwaukee. This year they are in Chile. At the point when Kristin kills a hiker in self-defense, it's frightfully like what happened to Emily on their last trip. As they travel back home, Emily is excited with what has occurred. However, Kristin appears all good and doesn't have any desire to talk about it. Emily begins to feel uncomfortable as Kristin shows up out of the blue and seems to appear wherever she is, going to such an extent as to put herself in the middle of Emily and her new boyfriend, Aaron. As Emily discovers new information about Kristen's youth, Emily feels increasingly more troubled as she begins to question Kristen's mental soundness. Emily begins to unravel as the explorer's body is found. Would they be able to keep on hiding? Is Kristin truly innocent? Is Emily in danger now as well? Everything is replied as the day of reckoning at last shows up and Barth leaves us with a creepy ending. The beginning of We Were Never Here by Andrea Bartz is gripping and unputdownable. However, the middle portion of the novel is slow-moving. While attempting to make a climate of doubt and fear, it goes on a bit long and might have been straightened out. Kristin is portrayed as a dangerous person, in spite of the fact that it was clear at the beginning that something was off with her. Emily likewise turns out to be more unreliable. The frightfulness increases and the dramatization raises when you get to the ending, which is surprising and riveting.
Thanks for listening to this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcasts. Also, show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.